in a world where misinformation runs rampant, one show stands apart from the rest. Get ready to embrace the truth as we bring you the most hard-hitting stories and unveil the real facts. Welcome to Hard Facts.
I am Mary Anna Cohn, and this is Hard Facts, where we separate truth from fiction. We're passionate about the hard-hitting stories that matter. Get ready to challenge your perception and discover the real world. Let's dive deep into the issues that affect our communities, revealing the untold stories and giving you a voice. No sensationalism, no bias, just raw, unadulterated truth. I am committed to delivering news without compromise. Hard facts, as we know them,
when we know them,
and how they affect you. Every Monday through to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. This will be your most authentic news experience starting now on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
And talk we shall. 7 minutes gone past the 3 o'clock hour, officially welcoming you to your most authentic news experience. And you know where to get it. On the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station. You never live here like, you know, empty. You always live here. You come away with something. Either, you know, you're tinkering and then you get some perspective, or sometimes just, you know, get the weight off your shoulder because, you know, Nigerian itself happens to us daily. My name is Mariana Cohn, welcoming you to the show. Are you ready? Let's get into the big stories for today. Lagos, jump on.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three. On Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
There's a reason why over 1 million people tune into Hard Facts every day. We discuss in-depth stories with sources behind the facts.
The Lagos State High Court has sitting convicted, in Balewa suspended Square the Chicago certificate. Stories
on
never
Hard
going
Facts,
away,
we start
is it?
The show with stories for the day.
You hear diverse voices and opinions.
I was my commercial magician, and she was meeting the campaign with her husband, knowing that.
You should not feel happy because there is nothing to happy about.
Yeah, it's quite pathetic the way the country is going.
We distinguish each story accurately with analysis.
It's Hard Facts with Marianne O'Connor on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, let's start with the big three stories for today. It's another Thursday. And as usual, right after the big three stories, we go global. Yes, we are going to be talking about Iran versus Israel, of course, and Palestine in the middle. And of course, other nations that either in support or in support of Israel, those are in support of Palestine, and every other person in the mix. You know, this is this Hezbollah and Lebanon on one side. You have the United Kingdom and the U.S. on the side of the Israelis, and of course, you have the Middle Eastern countries who are also somewhat in the middle, trying to, one way or the other, be peacemakers or curators of peace in a conflict that's taken multi-dimensions and at some point has left us fingernail biting and wondering what's going to become of the country once called Palestine. These are conversations we're going to have today, and a professor's going to join me on the 4 o'clock hour to make sense of it all. And on the final hour, A's and Nays. Did you know that members of the National Assembly are tinkering, or rather trying to make some amendments to the Constitution? Is this public knowledge to you? And does it not bother you that you're not part of the process? We'll talk about that on A's and Nays today. My name's Mariana Cohn. Let's get into the big stories, ladies and gentlemen. Well, the first big story for today, consumers lament as food prices rise 30% in 8 states. Yeah, I know. This affects us all. Every single person. No one's left out. How much are you spending on food lately? That's the big question that everyone needs to answer. Is it going up and up? And then you're wondering, your purchasing power is not going better, but then you're still having to buy food. And every single time you go back, last time you bought it was 200. The next time you go, it's 300. And you don't even know how much of it you're going to be able to get to satisfy the mouths that you have at home. So let's talk about that. Let me give you some background in case you're wondering. And this isn't coming from the Punch newspaper. Apparently, prices of essential food items have gone up at least by 30% between December and April this year. in at least 8 states, according to surveys by the newspaper's correspondents. The development has made consumers groan, saying hikes in prices of goods have affected their budgets. Oh, yes, it has, even mine. Well, prices of food items have continued to soar across the country despite the recent rebound of the Naira. And this came as President Bola Tinubu recently vowed to ensure a rebound of the local currency reflected in the prices of commodities. As a follow-up of the president's decision on prices of the Federal Competition and Consumer Protection Commission last weekend raided some Abuja supermarkets over unfair pricing, vowing to extend clampdown to other states. So I ask again, how much are you spending on food? Is it getting better? Or now are you worried? Are you having to cut some meals so maybe the little ones are able to eat and have a belly full? Let's move away from that. Another big story here, Lagos. Queues return as fuel scarcity hits Abuja and 5 other states. Hey, from one wahala to another. They say I should stop this my laughter. That is, it's suspicious. Sheriff, do you think that this my laughter is suspicious? Anyway, many filling stations we hear are closed in Abuja and about 5 other states since Wednesday. Apparently, the scarcity of premium motor spirit, probably called petrol, caused heavy queues at few outlets that dispense this commodity. Thousands of commuters in the Federal Capital Territory, Nasarawa, Gombe, Sokoto and Anambra states were left stranded at various bus stops due to scarcity of PMS required by transporters to run their vehicles. Now, this led to a hike in transport fares in the affected states as few transporters had petrol. Raised their rates. In other words, every opportunity for us to make money, you're not even thinking. How's this brother leader has only 400 naira gonna move? You just hear that there's no fuel, yeah? Now, boss is 500 naira. Well, it was guarded by the Punch newspaper that the scarcity was due to a shortage in supply of PMS to the nation's capital and other states, as this has led to the closure of many filling stations in these affected areas. Where do we go from here? Because, I mean, I'm thinking about it. Every time we start hearing these stories of fuel scarcity, I begin to wonder, is it just mere scarcity? Or is it just another ploy to further increase pump prices? You know how they do it? They sneak it up, you know, they sneak it in. While you guys are screaming, ah, there's no further to buy before you know it. They say, oh, the only filling station that I said is selling 700 now. Before you know it, it's 1,000 and they sticks. Could this be a ploy? And finally, let's talk about the other. See, everything I'm talking about today on the Big Three is something that you and I can relate to. And this last one is subscription. It's a big story. Everyone's talking about it on social media. People are making funny posts. People are making serious posts. And some people are literally livid about it. Yes. In the news today on the cable newspaper, MultiChoice hikes DStv and GoTV subscription rates amid rising operational costs. And they have an excuse. They're saying it's operational cost. So it's not that we are the ones that are doing, we are not evil people. It's operational cost. But let's listen to what the newspaper had to say about it. Apparently, new rates will take effect from May 1. MultiChoice said this in an email to customers seen by the cable newspaper. The paid TV firm cited the rise in cost of business operations as a rationale behind the price increase. When it comes to pricing, MultiChoice seems to have become a first-class enemy of the public, having hiked prices 3 times in 1 year. The company, according to this newspaper, has increased prices in April and November of 2023 over surging operational cost. Now, Nigeria's inflation rate rose to 33.20% in March of 2024, drying up the disposable income of citizens and putting pressure on operations of companies. This, in turn, has triggered a general price increase in goods and services by firms like Nigerian Breweries, Guinness Nigeria, Star Times, Netflix, including the Nigerian Electricity Regulatory Commission, NERC, which recently raised power tariff. For me, I'm just... Yeah, we can blame them all we want. I mean, they can be added drama to, you know, the MultiChoice and the rest of them. But as these prices are rising, I'm talking to the government of the country. I'm talking about federal, states and otherwise. Our salaries are not increasing. Our purchasing power is not increasing. And the biggest question is, how do you expect us to keep going like this? Maybe we're all just going to be listening to the radio and no more watching of television because you can't afford it. because you're thinking about how many loaves of bread you're going to have to buy for your kids at home. And you know, if you've got boys, then you've got a lot of trouble to handle. And of course, Gary is 3,000 to 4,000 for a custard bucket. Now, how many boys do you have? Plus, if you have a husband who has a great appetite, and you have daughters who, like me, have great appetites. Not like I have a great appetite, but you know, I like my Eba. How much of this are you going to have to be able to buy? And how much is your salary? Because they've not increased it, have they? I don't know that mine's been increased in any way. And I don't think that civil servants have gotten any pay cuts, or rather any pay rises anytime within this year. So I'm thinking, yes, as these companies have a real good reason to hike their prices, who's paying for the services? Because it looks like we're not going to be able to. It's more like putting a noose around our necks. Or maybe I'm hyperventilating a bit too much today, and I'm just going to let you guys talk. 0201-465-7190. 0201-465-7190. These are the big three stories today on Hard Facts. My name is Mariana Cohn. We're live from our audiovisual studios right here in Itumia and Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos. We're live on YouTube, facebook.com/Nigeria Info FM. And you can join the conversation on WhatsApp if you are listening from our website, www.nigeriainfofm, from outside of the country, or on our mobile application. Please join the conversation via Skype on Nigeria Info FM. I'm going to stop talking, I promise you. Sellotape over my lip and let you guys talk. Hello.
Good afternoon, Emilia.
Good afternoon.
You have a man on the line.
Go ahead.
Emilia, wow. The thing is, if you have 20,000, 30,000 in your hand right now, it's as if you have 4,000 naira. You know, you'll get into the market, buy something, and then you will be looking, have I just spent up to 20, 30,000 just now? So, I don't know. And the dollar is coming down. It's not as it was, you know, about a month or two ago when it was close to 2,000 naira. So, I don't really understand what is happening. And then talking about a fair queue again, I don't know what's happening. You see, we don't have honest people at the end of affair. You tell the people, you know, what's going on, you know, if at all they have to be prepared for something, you know, you let them know, you know, don't let, the shock is too much. Do you want to kill us? So I think I hope they will take note, you know, to not aggravate the issue presently, because to be honest with you, Nigerians are going through a lot. Thank you and good afternoon.
Thank you very much for calling, Emmanuel. I do appreciate it. Kamari Kaboko is calling us. Hello,
hello.
Kaboko.
Hey, Al. Yesterday, 1 cent of custard curry, 3,000 to white, cassava flour, maybe Amalao, the white one, 2,002. How about of oil, 400. 1 drink of rice, the one with a knife for putters, 1,010.
No,
you cannot be clapping them, yes, as a yesterday for Ojota. You cannot be clapping them on traders by not clapping them on fuel price, diesel price, Nepa money. And you are never giving farmers low interest loan. You have never clamped down on Boko Haram that are affecting the farmers, and they are clamping down on traders. If I buy PVC, a bag, PVC, kere, what do they take my nylon? You don't have rights to dictate the price I will sell my nylon, because you have never clamped down on the fears of import duties, clearance duty, and I would want to collect money from our trailer where they carry our market. They come from our papa to Otta. We are paying 1 million naira for a trailer to convey our goods. And they're telling me, say, you are clamping down on traders. Yourself, have we clamped down on fuel that you remove May 29, that you enter Nigeria into Bermuda Triangle, that is causing Nigeria in penury? Look at the come on, Gario. 3,002.
Okay. Okay. All right, Kamoko. I totally understand where you're coming from, because I'm there with you. Joy's calling us from Lagos. Hello, Joy.
This market woman, your friend.
Hey,
how are you,
market
my
woman.
Fine sister?
I did, Joy. You're doing side cloth.
God bless you, my sister.
All right.
As you are doing good job now, these people need to be doing good job also.
Abio.
For this country not to remain like this.
Abio.
You know one thing? Why dollar go up? Why did dollar have to go up? Dollar did not have to go up. Because if the crude you sell, you use to make money. Do we print dollars in this country? Maria, answer me now.
We don't print dollars. It's not our currency.
Okay, why did the dollar have to be going up and be going up and be going up? You say dollar is, Naira is appreciated that deal. Now he has lost his power. Is it power or what is this? Did he lost now? Is it have to be so? Therefore, okay, can they do the right thing in this country? You know what is wrong with us, this country? We sleep too much. We sleep. You know, say the Bible say people that sleep, poverty.
What does that even mean? What do you mean by we sleep too much?
And because what we're supposed to do, we are not doing it now. How can people just be enslaving us like this? Don't you know it's enslavement? That you have money, you cannot go to market. People that are working, you are not increasing their salary. Eh? It's not good now. Then everybody just talk. Even though if somebody come at now say, this thing must stop, oh. The other will say, hey, we are enduring it like that. Eh? It's not good. Let's speak in one voice. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Joyce. Joy, for calling. Mrs. Aboli is calling from Ikorodu. Hello, Mrs. Aboli.
Hi.
Hi. You sound like you have not eaten yet.
I want to chop my beef. So, I was at Sabo on Monday. And everybody in that market, most of us were wondering, do we have to give an arm and a leg just to buy foodstuffs? Beans. 6,000 plus for the yellow custard rubber.
Mm-hmm.
Rice, depending on what you are buying. Maybe my anger is, Eko rice is supposed to be cheap. She said Eko rice is for, you know, everybody. They brought it down.
Wait, so you're saying that Eko rice is not cheap? Is that what you're saying?
Marianne, it's not cheap. If I tell you the price, you'll be like, how? It's not cheap. And I'm expecting Eko rice to be a bit cheaper so that if people cannot afford the other ones, that one would be everything. Everybody would
tell you
that.
It's supposed to be subsidized rice. So I don't understand when you say it's not cheap. Those two can't be going in the same sentence.
Eko rice, I said I shared quarter. It's above 60,000.
Come on.
In Sabo Market.
And how many kg is the bag?
50 kg. So that quarter, you know, we are four. We share now quarter. Mm-hmm. Some people cannot even afford quarter. They buy 1/8. Let's leave that one. Now, you are talking about what was the... Okay, fuel. Do you know, Marianne, if there's no fuel, people are queuing for fuel, it will further heighten the cost of foodstuffs in the market. You can't buy tomato 200 naira. Do you know how much it costs to make a pot of stew, a pot of soup, Marianne? See, the only thing I know is cheap or... Yes, when people... Indomie, they said it used to be 11.5, so I ran from it over how many months ago. But when I went there, they said it's 7.5. Noodles.
Yeah.
I don't want to mention the name. So, what exactly is it? Man, the money we are making now, everything is going to food.
Well, you've got to survive first before we complain. So, okay, I have to let you go. Thank you very much for calling. It's 0201-465-7190. That's 0201-465-7190. I'll take one quick call and then we'll go on a break. Hello. Welcome to Hard Facts. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
My name is Robert.
Okay, Robert, go ahead.
The fact is that we have wicked people in government.
You don't talk to wicked people now.
Who does? I don't mention name more.
Eh?
Did I mention anybody's name?
Mm.
But all I know is that we have wicked people, heartless people in government. People don't care about, the suffering of the poor people. It's not everybody that can embezzle money.
But then the government will tell you that they do actually, because Mr. President has been talking about it. He's saying, look, I totally care and I want to make life better for you. I'm trying to work on the economy. Give me a little bit of time.
Miriam, you see all this palliative, whatever they are talking about. They are just deceiving. That one, if somebody give you one cup of or one drink of, how long will that one carry you and your family now? Is that the solution of a problem? Let us ask ourselves, when did this problem start? When? Was it not when somebody mentioned that subsidy is gone, you know, that is when Nigeria, everything turns upside down. If you want to even stop something, it's supposed to be a gradual process. That is how to approach
it's
a problem.
To be staggered, yeah.
My sister, let me drop that. These people, well, I know one day God will find solution to our problem. Thank you.
God self is busy. Eh? Can we not find solution to our problem? Nedu, thank you
guys,
for calling.
Like, it's an obvious
hey, thing. Nedu, can you call me back, please? I really apologize. Can you call me back, please? We've got to go on a break, Lagos.
More talk, news, and sports after this.
That special secret that awakens taste for.
Turns your meals into a masterpiece.
Unwrap joy, unleash taste. Hey, hey, come cook with Terra Cubes. Come cook with Terra.
Terra. On the morning crossfire with me, Kofi Bartels. You have the big names, the most pressing issues, and the sharpest conversations.
We must leave that place of talking into this place of doing.
Nothing that's paying through their nose, and you're telling them after training, they can't migrate. I will not be part of those who will give soft landing to these guys who are running the affairs of this country.
People are dying every day. In an hour, people just go in and come out and read out stories to us. Come on, Kofi.
We must step beyond the talk. We have the analysis.
Join us as we dissect the headlines, bring you exclusive interviews, and dive deep into the heart of the matter. The big conversations live here.
Join Kofi Bartels on the Morning Crossfire, weekdays 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. only on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Go for gold, Terra Gold Q, the amazing seasoning cube. So when you're cooking your delicious meals, don't compromise. Go for gold.
Rich, consistent taste for cooking mouth-watering soups, stews, and jollof. Choose wisely. Choose Gold, Terra Gold Seasoning Cube.
One cube, endless possibilities. Terra Gold.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Millions of listeners trust us on Hardfat. Whether it's politics, social issues, controversies, and trending stories, you know we're credible and objective.
It's Hard Facts with Marion Okun on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is The Big Three.
The Big Three
on Hard Facts
on 99.3 Nigeria.
You already know what it is, and we're taking your thoughts and comments. In case you do not know what the big stories are, consumers lament, of course, the high prices or cost of living because food prices are rising by 30%. Yes, and it has, in fact, risen in 8 states already. I'm sure the other states that are not recorded is already rising. Yes. Anyway, the other stories, queues have re-emerged as fuel scarcity hits Abuja and 5 states across the Federation. And finally, MultiChoice, Guinness Nigeria, Nigerian Breweries, Netflix, Star Times, they've all increased their prices. And I'm asking you, what are you going to be watching anytime soon? How are you managing the cost of your cable TV or your, streaming platforms? Are you like me, always on Nigeria Info, which you're radio on? You don't care, you know, what's happening. If you have to, you probably just stream a little bit on YouTube and then you keep it going. How are you going to cope? For those of you who want to watch the La Liga, the Premier League, somebody like me, I listen on the radio because, but how are you coping on a serious note? Because today on The Big Three, it's all about you and we're trying to get a feel of how you're getting by. I think that's what today's conversation is mostly about. I'm going to go to social media. Let me start with WhatsApp and read some of your messages, and then of course I'll come to Facebook and YouTube. Oh, I must apologize. I think that our YouTube is not up right now. So if you're trying to watch us or live stream, okay, I think it's up now. Well, go ahead and post your comments there. All right. This one says, your message is too long, sir. It's too long, Toby. Message is long, but I'll try. Insecurity and the cost of transportation is responsible for the continuous increase in food price. It's really crazy. Beans, 7K. Paint gari, 3K. Paint rice, 7K. Yeah, I'm no-go area. I don't... He said, I'm tired. I don't tire for multi-choice, so I cuckoo stop subscribing because light self no regular. I hope one day then go stop business for Nigeria because of cost of operations. Fuel queues returning now another way to increase pump price. This economy is running me mad though. Come and please do the needful. Toby from Ikoto. This one says dollars is not going down. Please enlighten the public. Dollar is 1,400 in today's exchange rate. We all know it's just politics and gutter economic policies by the government that made it fall to 1,000 and 1,100 just a week later. See where we are. This government is clueless and there's nothing you can tell me. Okay, sir. I don't think there's anything I can tell you then. This one says, Marianne, what is the impact of Dangote Refinery if we are still queuing in filling station? Again, has subsidy returned on PMS? Sincerely, I'm tired. Fidelis from Mile 12. Fidelis, I think Mr. President is the right person, or maybe the NMPCL would be in a better position to answer that question. Not me, because I really don't even know. I mean, they tell us this, that, you know, subsidy has not returned. But then the Petroleum Marketers Association of Nigeria, and of course, the almost all-knowing El Rufai too, is saying, they're still paying subsidy. I don't know what to believe. This one says, please, listen once again. Let the bitter truth be told. This our present government is just full of propaganda. Otherwise, how come prices of food keep rising despite all the assurances from the people at the helm of affairs? Let them stop deceiving us. Enough of all this brouhaha. Boyson from Afromedia. This one says, Marianne, the Nigerian society, its economy and all that is on and in it just desires all logic. Do you mean desire or defies? I don't know. Petrol price increase in Ghana on Monday to 14 cedis, about 1,400. And that's what is a free market, not Nigeria's managed subsidy is gone outlook. Chris from Accra. Okay, yeah, saying that it defies all logic. Okay. Olusha Guy here says, we're really hungry in this country. Can someone tell this government that Nigeria is not a socialist state? Government should provide economic friendly, safe environment to allow real public sector feed for themselves. Lower tax on business, remove double taxation on federal and state local government agencies, and provide power. I think we should start with the latter, provide power. Can you do that, Mr. President? Can you do that, Mr. Governors? Because I think that you don't have the powers to, you know, do power for your own state. What's the challenge? This one says, Abiodun says, it's a sad situation we found ourselves in, but we have to live with it pending when we have a good government. That's multi-choice increase. But it's not just multi-choice, so don't just hang them on the cross, see? He says, we can't blame multi-choice as they're into business just as many out there. Yes, we need to watch TV, but multi-choice will never force anyone to subscribe. This means we have a choice. Our local antenna is without improvement, and both the government and the people depend on multi-choice. What kind of graduate is our universities providing or producing? And what's the essence of studying science, technology, engineering, and other things in our Nigerian universities when we have nothing to show for it after graduating? Abiodun, if you ask me. Anybody that sends me long messages, I'm not going to read it. So please, keep your messages very short and straight to the point. I'm not going to be reading long messages, okay? This one says, for the increase in multiple-choice prices, it's not a bad thing because they came into power and they stopped subsidy, and that's the only means of surviving. Since they have no power, no light in our nation, they've taken what they used to enjoy, and they don't let the poor breathe anymore. Right from the first day they came into power, we have been suffering till this time. Let us wait for 2027 and let me see who will vote them back into power. Dumpy from Igondo, okay? This one says, it's only a failed government that without any emergency, given few citizens who are mostly their political affiliates, a palliative to lessen the economy upheaval that they caused in the first place. Bad government. Jeremiah from mainland. Adegoke here says, Marianne, I've scrapped my Go TV since 6 months. I connect my TV box to my TV box. I connect my TV box to my TV and watch so many stations free of charge. DSTV and Go TV should go with their old expired programs. I watch football on my TV box or phone. What TV box do you use? Because I've got a TV box and I don't know how to watch soccer on it. So I listen to the radio. This one says, I disagree with the 30% statistics of increase. In reality, if you go to the market, you'll discover the price increase is over 200% increase for some products and 100 at least for every other product. Tommy from Alakbere. Tommy, I totally agree with you because, like I said, I was talking to someone yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, and the person said to me, Fufu, you know that one? That's one that they do wrap it. Used to be 200 naira. Now it's 300. And with due respect to my friends, the bricklayers and the foremen and the guys who work at, the construction sites, that's their favorite thing to eat, yeah? And because you're the old belly, you understand me? But now, how many of those things are you going to be able to buy to belly for you? That's the problem. Hey, I'm going to come back to the phone line. 0201-465-7190. Call me via Skype. We're at Nigeria Info FM on Skype. I'd like to hear from you. Join the conversation on our YouTube and Facebook Live. Go ahead and post your comments. I'd like to read from you, okay? Before we go back to the phone lines, let's see if I've got something on YouTube because I want to hear your comments. If you haven't posted a comment on our live stream, go there and post it, okay? Hello, welcome back to Hard Facts. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Marianne.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As regards to the increment in cable subscription.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Go ahead. Your time to go.
Okay. My name is Darlington. I'm calling from the Ibejileke Axis.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think it's a private business. And if a Nigerian government will approve increment in light bills, so why not private business? Is it because they are foreign owned? I think when I got the message in my inbox from the cable network about the increment, I said, well, it is one of the signs of the times. We just have to follow it. If I can't afford it, like even before now, I have to reduce the package
that you were using. Okay.
Yeah, because you know, I have to just borrow myself brain, you know, because the economy is not smiling. So I have to face some basic things that are more important. So I have to reduce my children complained that some of the channels that they were getting. I said, just manage the world those manage the ones that they're getting. So when I saw this other increment, I said, well,
it's time to say goodbye. All right, thank you very much.
But when I have the grace to subscribe, I will subscribe.
You'll subscribe.
If I don't have the grace, I will just leave it there.
All right, leave it there. Ziggy, oh yeah, just me.
Pick it up for real.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, make I gist you something.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody where they call for this your laughter, I go call for the person.
Hey, this is my laughter that I use to keep body and soul together. Hey, good.
I wonder.
Enemies.
Hi. Enemies. For it. I will call for that person myself. Now, my first gist be that one.
Okay.
Make you know that one.
Mm-hmm.
Make I gist you what's happening.
Yeah.
Online, I think the talk say food stuff done the come down. Now, I hurry go my vendor yesterday. Make I go buy rice. The content is in at 70,000 naira for one bag.
Wow.
I come buy it. So I go buy yao. I bought 20 pieces for 52,000.
Sorry, 20 pieces of yam.
Yes. That is.
So how much would one be?
What? That is 2,600.
Yeah.
I bought.
Only rich people will be using yam, and I like yam porridge a lot.
You can imagine that.
Hey.
So. On, I can go on and on and on. All this is why they gist you now. What happened yesterday?
Hmm.
This yesterday where we did. where we just passed, it's called Entebbe. So people will not come there. How did go come they feel? Now me, I just they ask. You see, people will talk say they don't want container economy. Now don't they receive palliative economy? You can imagine that. Eh? You can imagine the gist. They say they don't want container economy. One person wants to give them a container economy. Now they are receiving palliative economy. Which one did better? Nigerians, you can win an election by propaganda. Governance can never be by propaganda. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ziggy, for calling. Christopher is calling us. Hello, Chris.
Hey, actual lady, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Make I gist you like my
like Ziggy.
My chairman just said now.
Okay.
Actual lady. You don't read though. You see, one thing I don't like is when I deceive myself. If you deceive me, not you, actual lady. If somebody deceive me, no problem. But whether I deceive myself, that is where I have problem. Food stuff. You know, I told you the other day, paint of Gari is 3,000. Now I hear Koboko say it's three something.
It's going up and up, myself. Of course. Every day it keeps going up.
Yes. My daughter called me again the other day. Oh, daddy, a beans is now 6,000 a paint. I feel for those children. But thank God they understand.
Mm.
I go to market myself.
Wow. Hey,
what is going on? This morning in Kofi Better Shoe, two people call to tell us the government is improving. All the economy is showing up now, giving kudos. There's one special man that always give kudos. He never see anything wrong. I hate when people deceive themselves.
Maybe that's his own way of, you know, staying sane. It might not be his truth.
Because your own person is there, please. This morning, Maryam, since I've been using my
Kura. Mr. Chris, you probably don't know if things are better, you know, where he is. He probably is not suffering what you're suffering, so you really can't blame him.
I'm telling you.
He's speaking about his own reality.
No, they are not being honest to themselves. This morning, my Gura, since I've been using that car, Maryam, fuel never finished for my car. But my car showed red and yellow this morning. And I'm not moving that car until next week where I go get my small car brother. And I go even carry the car because I can't move the car. Since I've been using that car, Miriam, fuel no light never show, but it showed this morning. My heart caught. What are we saying, my sister? Things are not working, and people will come on radio giving praises. There is one section of
leave
the country.
Leave them. Is their praise? Is it your praises? Leave them. Or your rest.
Well, we all are in for it, too. For that, your laughter, like Ziggy said. I beg, oh, now that one, they give me, I don't know of others, so now they give me hope, oh. So okay. Please, laugh, I beg.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chris, for calling. Joy's calling us from Iba. Hello, Joy.
Hello, Mary Ann.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Amaka, water don't pass Galio. I'm telling you, water don't pass Gary.
We go leave the Gary, make it a swear, they follow the water. How
I
we go?
I don't know where we are going, you know. Cost of living is getting higher and higher and higher. And the federal government is not helping us. They are telling us story. If you go to market, how much?
I don't know.
Are taking to market that you cannot be able to buy anything.
I know. I went to buy chicken and they told me the price. I almost collapsed.
See, ordinary pala, cheap pala, potato that people were not eating before. You cannot get pala fish.
It's crazy.
Meat is very costly. You cannot. Some people and many homes are not even talking of eating meat. Look at Ijebu Gari, 3,000 plus. One delita of beans that is a poor man's food, is now 1,002.
I want to go and buy rice. I'm afraid.
Where are we heading to, Amaka? I don't know.
God will help us.
You go to medicine. You cannot be able to get medicine. Where are we heading to?
Well, Joy, I'd give you one advice. Don't fall ill, please. Try and do some exercise and drink water daily.
God will help us.
Amen. Thank you very much for calling. I've got 8 minutes on the clock. I want to go to Facebook Live. Facebook.com/Nigeria Info is where we are live. We're also live on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. If you're watching us, please post your comments. I want to know how you're coping in this economy. Well, how are you? You know how they say, how you doing? How you buying? How are you buying? How are you coping? How are you subscribing? Eh? And how are you fueling? Because, you know, a couple of people I know, I mean, every time I call my dad, he's like, there's no lights. And I'm saying, but there's the TV's on, it's generator. So you can imagine how much people spend on just fueling their generator or putting diesel in their generator just so they can have light, so that the food in their freezers or the refrigerators don't go bad. Imagine how much that is. And all you could do is just give us lights. So we'd rather spend that money to pay our NEPA bill or whatever bill it is. And then, of course, use that light to power other things and deal with, you know, the other things that the economy is throwing at us. But no, no light, no fuel, no money. And, of course, the cost of living has hit the roof, taken off the roof, and is going to Mars. Anyway, I want to read your messages on Facebook now. And on WhatsApp, I want to make sure everyone's carried along. If you're listening to us from outside of the country, you want to be part of the conversation, call us via Skype. We're Nigeria Info FM on Skype. This one says, Ebilade Ambo says, the hunger in Nigeria has not reached an intolerable, what's happening to my tongue today? Intolerable, this is a tongue twister, intolerable level. When it comes to that point, when Nigerians don't have the strength to even utter a single word on the radio, then they will do the needful. Marianne, I use little strengths that I can muster in me to greet you. How are you, my brother AB? How you doing? How's that side? Have you seen small food to eat today? God bless you. Raffle Ifeze here on Facebook Live says, the coordinator of the program is not doing well. That's why I seldom listen to her. Hey, yeah, Raffle, don't bother listening now if you don't like it. You say we're always talking about the government. What should we talk about? Raffle, tell us what we should talk about. What should we talk about? Maybe you should call in and tell me what we should talk about, Raphael. Patience here says, let me read Patience's message. Patience, okay, Adedeji, sorry, says, we don't cast, last, and everybody go chop breakfast, he says. Chuk says, here in Alakmere, a few days ago, I bought one painter of beans, 6,500 naira. Gary is 3,500, rice is 7,000. To 8,000. Bread is 2,000. Oh, that one's a given. Oh, 1,500. We saw this coming, but those ethnic bigots, and he calls names, have forced him on us. He says, it's unfortunate. Okay. Daya Dada says, the Bible says, when the righteous rule, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rules, the people mourn. When you allow low grade minds and excuse makers to enter power, the result is a nightmare. All right. Thank you very much. The people on Facebook don't seem to be very happy about what's going on. Let me go to WhatsApp quickly. This one, somebody's making me laugh here. This one says, the high inflation rate in the nation is unclear, or is a clear sign of colossal failure of the government in power. Unfortunately, the government is insensitive to our plight. If they can nip insecurity in the bud, food crisis will become history. Henry from Shagamu, you do make a point, because one of the reasons why we're having food insecurity now, which used to seem far-fetched, is because the people who are supposed to be feeding us are scampering for safety. They're running for their lives. They're trying to be safe. And so farming is not even the top priority in their minds. And that's the reason why we have food shortage. And then there are people who are saying, keep the borders open. But then the government is also having other ideas. It's a lot of things. And that's why I really am hoping that the Economic Council and this tripartite committee that Mr. President put together will come up with something really fast. Tunde here from Ekpe says, in Ekpe, rubber of gari is 3,500, rice is 5,500, a tuba of yam is 2,500. Water yam for a kokore local food in Ekpe is 2,200. I was trying to make Ekpan koko over the weekend and I asked someone to get me that, and they said, if I see the one they sell for 3,000, is this tiny? I said, and he said, if you see 8,000 naira dry fish, you will pity the Yorubas in particular that can't eat without fish or meat. I'm weeping on my sick bed because things are so tight and very difficult. Please, which kind of government are we running? I wonder why some people and colors are saying things are going down. Not in Ekpe, but maybe Ekpe is not part of Nigeria. I understand where you're coming from. Okay, yeah. Thank you. I'm gonna... Yeah, Larry, thank you. I will look at this. Thank you. Okay, so you're sending me your TV box. Okay, great. Okay, that's different from mine. So I'm guessing that, yeah, you and I can talk about this TV box later, okay? This one says, for MultiChoice to increase their prices is not a bad thing because when they came into power, they stopped subsidy. And that's why the only means of surviving since we have no power and no light in our nation. I think I've read your message before, Dumpy. Thank you. This one says, good afternoon, Marianne. It's shameful that in the 21st century, we cannot feed ourselves and government oppress their citizens. They regulate the media so they cannot be insulted. Mama, how are they oppressing you? I'm just curious. This one says, make I gist you like Ziggy. Is Nigerian USA that we spend dollar? What is our business with spending dollar in Nigeria? This is a big shame. And since they came into power, APC has really changed everything in this country. And now everybody is suffering and smiling. No matter their money or the kind of money we have, we will not vote for them again. APC has really showed us pepe. Please, 2027 should come quickly. Let us get ready. We no go agree this time. Okay. Thank you. This one says, DSTV is not a necessity, really. MultiChoice Nigeria earning in Naira, but reporting their financials in dollars to parent company in South Africa. There are options available online, just data costs, which is also going to rise soon. Ni, from Momoli. Ni, why did you go to call their name now? What is it? This one says, where are we? Nigeria, as it is today, can be compared to a man in his death throes, seeking for a last but one solution to his health. But the government would promise him a state-of-art hospital for immediate recovery. We're just living on a shoestring, hopefully, or hopelessly trusting in tomorrow that's unpredictably unknown. Chisco, thank you for your message. I've got less than a minute, so I really can't take a call. I'm going to read some messages. Mrs. Oboli says, hunger is happening to Marianne's tongue. Very funny. This one says, let's forget about MultiChoice and the rest, because when someone eats, that's where, and is satisfied before he can remember watching anything, any TV, he says. Can a hungry man sit in his hunger and start watching TV? He says, this administration is a shame to us as a people in Nigeria, because by now, all of us are supposed to be on the street protesting against the wicked and heartless administration. Godson Ido from Satellite Town. I've got 58 seconds. I can read one more message. Someone says, Marianne, please update us. Not the high TV box update. At least put it on your tier. I'll take a picture of my TV box and put it on social media. I still don't even know how to operate it very well. I just literally just stream YouTube and Netflix on it. All right. We've got to go on a break. When we come back on the other side of the clock, we're going to talk about what's happening in Palestine and how it's, you know, filtered into Iran, into Lebanon, and how the rest of the world is handling the matter. Stay with us. It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Marianne Okun. We'll be right back after these messages.